This is the Kona Edge, the home of Ironman triathletes who dream of qualifying for the World Championships on the Big Island.
Welcome onto this edition of the Kona Edge. I'm Brad Brown, coming to you from right now, a pretty sunny Cape Town, South Africa. Just got back from a run, but I can tell you we are getting ready to batten down the hatches here in the Mother City. A huge, huge storm on the way. We're keeping fingers crossed because I think I mentioned last week or the week before, we have or are in the middle of an incredible drought at the moment, and we need all the rain we can get. So I'm not complaining. Just got a text message from my kid's school saying that school's been called for tomorrow, so we're going to have the kids at home. It looks like it's a lot serious, or a lot more serious than we initially thought, and hopefully we get lots of rain along with it as well. So send positive vibes to the southern tip of Africa, if you wouldn't mind. Coming up on today's podcast, we're going to head to Belgium. We're heading to Europe to catch up with Martin Segers once again to talk a little bit about nutrition. And talking of such, the Kona Edge today is brought to you by S-Fuels. Every now and again, a truly unique product comes along. For far too long, triathlon nutrition has been pretty much more of the same. Sugar-laden bars, drinks, and a little bit of salt and caffeine. You know what I'm talking about. Sound familiar? Well, for the last 3 years, a new company called Spike Free has been developing and testing several endurance sports fuel products. They're designed to train your body to use fat for fuel, enabling you as a triathlete to go longer and to avoid the dreaded spike or bonk. They contain no sugars, no honey, syrups, sugar alcohols, wheat, oats, and cheap protein, which also helps avoid gut and GI distress, which is pretty common in endurance sports. This product is called S-Fuels, and more triathletes are starting to use them, and so can you. S-Fuels was recently launched in the ultra running space, and the response has been absolutely phenomenal. If you'd like to try S-Fuels out, simply click on the link in your podcast player or in the show notes to this episode of the Kona Edge. You can also get to the konaedge.com/S-Fuels, and they'll send you a free box. All you'll need to do is cover the shipping. Alternatively, you can just text the word S-Fuels to 44222, and I'll send you the details right back on how you can get your box. That's S-F-U-E-L-S to 44222, and the URL once again is thekonaedge.com/S-Fuels. It's time for today's Coach's Corner. If you're an athlete looking for a coach, it doesn't matter where you are in the world, we've got access to some of the best triathlon and Ironman coaches around. If you'd like to find out more, hook up with one of our coaches, whether you need help with a swim, bike, run, or nutrition, all you have to do is head over to thekonaedge.com/coaching. You can get all the details there. Check out all the coaches that we've got access to. And don't forget, too, if you are a coach and you would like to get access to the podcast and get a bit of a plug on the podcast, all you have to do is head over to that same URL, okay? It's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Scroll down to the bottom of the page and you can get all the details there. So that's thekonaedge.com/coaching. Welcome on to the Kona Edge. It's time to chat some nutrition. We head back to Belgium now, famous for Belgian waffles. Martin Segers joins us. Martin, please tell me you don't live on Belgian waffles.
No. Actually, so at some point you can eat. I can eat everything I want. So if I eat a Belgian waffle, it's not the worst thing in the world, but it's not my daily menu.
Well, I've got a friend who recently moved to the Netherlands, and all he lives on, I think they're called stroopwafels. That's all he lives on.
But a lot of cyclists love it as well.
Absolutely. They fit nicely in the back of the cycling vest, so great to have. But let's talk about your nutrition. How do you approach things? We haven't spoken about nutrition at all. Are you very deliberate about what you put in your body?
I'm not the athlete that follows a special nutrition plan. I think you just have to think naturally about it. You just have to adjust your daily menu at the training sessions you want to do. I think it's logical that if you don't train a day, you don't have to eat the same thing as you train 4 or 5 hours that day. So for the normal part, for me personally, my diet is the most parts of it are carbohydrates, and I think for me it works the best because I think it's the fuel. There are lots of discussions about diets. Some go a lot more to other diets with a lot more fats and so. But for me, it's better to go to a diet with a lot more carbohydrates.
As far as sort of a general day for Martin Seegers, like if you're training hard for an Ironman, what would you typically eat in a day?
My day starts with a banana and some oatmeal and some muesli. That's the breakfast part. I think normally I eat something at 10 hours. It can be fruit, can be a biscuit or something like that, or a yogurt, something more. Most part it's healthy. And then at lunch, I often eat pasta or rice with chicken or something. It's and like I told, it's depending on what I trained in the morning or not. Then at 3-4 hours, I try to eat something, and in the evening I eat the same thing as my family. So I don't. But I also try to watch out for the things that you I know you it's better not to eat, so I don't take a lot of greasy sausages or something like that. So just I think it's the food part, it's using your mind. Not I think almost everyone knows what's the wrong food. You just have to use the mind, and then
it's no problem,
if you train a lot.
It's like you say, it's common sense. If you stay away from processed food and rubbish and try and stay as healthy and natural as possible, you 90% of the way there. From a racing perspective though, what do you do race wise? Are you one that only drinks liquids, or can you eat solids on the bike? What's your race day strategy when it comes to nutrition? Yeah.
For my race day, normally, of course, I try to do the carbo loading the 3 days before the race, and then have a good breakfast on race morning. Actually, the last times I used a cake, kind of a cake with lots of that digests rapidly, so that's a good thing to eat in the race morning. Then about an half an hour before the race, I take a gel. After the swim part, I try to dehydration. It's with the sport drink of the organization. So if I know now for Lanzarote, it will be Power Bar. I try to train a little bit with it that I know that I can digest it. So I take the sport drinks of the organization, and then some gels. And I start the bike leg with fast just eating the food, the bars, and then after the half, it's only gels. And then in the run as well, I take every half an hour some, it's like a small candy-like thing. And then every half an hour, I take that, and then sport drinks of the organization. So just eating every half an hour and then drinking the sport drinks.
What's the biggest nutrition mistake that you've made in your Ironman career?
I think the biggest thing you can do is not drinking enough or not eating enough. Also, I started using the salt as well, because most of the times if you do an Ironman, it's hot. So you have to take the salt as well. But I think, if you don't drink enough, you can go flat on the run. But, yeah.
Brilliant. Well, Martin? Thank you for your time today on the Kona Edge. Much appreciated. And best of luck. We look forward to following your progress, and we look forward to catching up again soon. Thanks for your time.
Yeah, bye.
And And that's it for another edition of the Kona Edge. This one was brought to you by S Fuels. To get your free box of S Fuels bars sent to you, simply click on the link in your podcast player. You can go to thekonaedge.com/S Fuels or just SMS the word S Fuels. That's SFUELS to 44222, and I'll text you the details right back on how you can get your free box.
We hope you enjoyed this episode of the Kona Edge. Don't forget to connect with us on social media. Simply search for the Kona Edge.